بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، وارحم سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وارحم سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله. الزاكيات لله. الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله. شهدت أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah Ta'ala sums up this worldly life for us very, very beautifully. Allah Ta'ala says, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. So this worldly life, first it is la'ib. La'ib, the ulama explain, is the games that small children play. The children play with the tea set. They play with a toy gun. They play with a matchbox car. No meaning to those games whatsoever. But they just play for that time. And you take the child at that time. Nobody must touch his toy. Fight for the toy. And sometimes it's not his toy and he's fighting for the toy. He goes to somebody's house. He likes one toy in that house. Now he's screaming, you want to take that toy and go. And make, embarrass the parents also. So that is that la'ib. Then comes lahu. Now the person grows up a little bit. So now he gets caught up with games, sports. So engrossed and caught up in all these things. Either he's playing it or he's following it. So he gets caught up in that. So his teen years and all that go in that. And now the teen years are extending into paddle courts. Old bhajis too, they too still caught up in love. So laibu wala. Then comes now this young adult life now. Zina. The same fellow, when he was small, his mother is telling him put cream. He don't want to listen. His lips are cut. Not putting cream on his face. He's not worried about combing his hair. Nothing. Now can't move him from the mirror. Now how much cream he's choppering now. So much cream he's going through. Got different shampoo, different conditioner. You know, what and what things. Men too are gone, like girls now. They too going for buffing nails and manicures and pedicures and waxing and don't know what and what. They're supposed to be carrying Kalashnikov and moving in the battlefield. They're busy doing their nails. What Mujahideen we're going to have? Instead of buffing his nails, wow. What kind of jihad is going to make in the battlefield? So that comes that stage in life now, that young adult life. Now he's worried about his appearance, how he's looking. And if Islam is not made of that, then that carries on into old age too. Then now the person goes a little bit older now. He finished the young adult life, now he's older. So he became setsab now. Now he made the money, he got the properties. So now watafakurum bainakum. Now they're boasting with one another now. Who got a smarter car? Who got a smarter dumb phone? Who got more property? Who managed to pay the price for that property? Property came on the market. Who took it? How come he got it? All those things now, you know. Watafakurum bainakum. Then watakathurun fil amwali wal aulad. Now the person is an old man now. Now he is out of the race now. So now, how many grandchildren you got, boy? I got so many grandchildren. Now one grandchild is doctor, one is engineer, one is accountant, one is this, one is that. Now he's boasting about those things now. All his olad, how many children he got, properties he managed to amass, all that. So this whole life the person goes through. There was one beautiful couplet Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to recite. Tujhko pehle, I can't remember it properly. Pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya. At first your childhood, so many years came out in that now. You're just playing around. No real meaning to it. Jawani ne phir aake majnu banaya. Then you came into the, what we'll call the teen years, and now you went totally pagal now. Totally mad. Person is driving, speeding in a residential area. He's burning tires like as if to say somebody is giving rubber for free. All silly things he's doing. Majnu, all crazy, acting crazy now in his teen years. And then, burape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. And old age comes, now this is aching, that is paining, that is, you remind me of one, I don't know whether it's real or it's just a joke or whether it is a real incident somebody sent Say one lady, she sent a complaint, more complaint, not a question, to the Mufti, you know. She said that I was married to him for so many years I was married to him, don't know how many years now, 30 years or whatever, and now he went and got married to a young wife. So the Mufti wrote back to her, says, see what you do, you buy one Dipit, one Vicks, one MCO and all that, make one Kuncha and send it for the young wife and tell her, now you carry on rubbing now. And see, the best years I had, his young days, when he was fit and healthy, so I enjoyed the best years. Now you rub now all the aches and pains and everything, you take care of him in his old age. So, Burape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Person gets old after that. Now this is paining, that is paining. So this is this life. And then moth comes away. Before you know it, death comes. So Allah Ta'ala says, kamasadi ghais a'jabal kuffara nabatuhu thumma yahiju fatarahu musfarra thumma yakunu khutama. The vegetation grows, rain comes, the vegetation grows, looks so smart, everything looks so nice. Then see what happens after that tree. Like it was never there. It's finished up. If you sit here in the madrasa and you look out, you see some very big trees. Those trees are so beautiful and just let winter come. They look like skeletons. All the leaves are gone. Everything is gone from it. They look like skeletons. So that's life. You go through it and next thing is nothing. Person is finished. But then it's not finished. Now what's the end result? What's the outcome of everything? وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. On the one side, in the akhirat, there is severe azab. On the other side, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. Other side is forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This dunyavi life is nothing but deception. Nothing but deception. So what we supposed to be doing? سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا كَأَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now we supposed to be moving in that direction now. سَابِقُوا, hasten. Hasten in that direction. Compete in that. Move towards the maghfirat of your Allah. Don't go towards the عَذَابٌ شَدِيد. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيد. Don't go that side. Go to the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala, the razamandi of Allah Ta'ala. Sabiqu ila maghfiratim min rabbikum wa jannah. And go towards jannat. That's where Allah Pak wants us to go. Shaitan is putting us on the wrong road. This life is short, it's temporary. Shaitan makes us think it's a very long life. Just see, Ramadan started, the Ramadan is finished. Today is already the 27th. Everybody was talking before Ramadan. They said, oh, this is a long days. South Africa is one of the longest rozas in the world. Amongst, I don't know how many countries, South Africa is about the longest roza. And you know, now it's our summer months. It's so hot. How it went so asan. Allah has made it so easy, so asan. So our life is going like that. You say Ramadan flew. Whoever you talk to, say Ramadan flew, Ramadan flew. Ramadan never fly. Our life is flying. Our life is going. Just now it will be moth. Just now we have to leave the dunya. We have to pass away. And today so many young people are passing away. Young, whether it's through bimaris, whether it's through accidents, whether it's whatever, so many things are happening. Young people are passing away. So what bharosa is there of this life? Worrying ourselves so much to establish ourselves in the dunya. And in doing so, we're breaking so many of Allah Ta'ala's commands. And then when Allah Ta'ala gives us, now we worried how to look after it now. So one side, to earn it, we're doing wrong. Then after we get it, now to secure it, there too we're doing wrong. The person got it, now he has to look after all this thing. So now he's phoning the broker now. So why? Need insurance here now. What if the motor car gets stolen? What if this happens? What if that happens? Need to insure. And then what if I die? I must insure my life too. Because now he's owing so much. So now the banks too, they're worried. Why? If you die, where are we going to get our money? You know, you need to insure yourself. At least we'll all get paid out. Now all this is haram. All this are so many Muslim people taking out life insurance. Muslim people taking out life insurance, car insurance, house insurance, business insurance. All this is totally haram. But be so worried about these worldly assets that I mustn't lose it. One day we have to lose it. It's not ours. It's just there to use. It don't belong to us. It was somebody else's. Don't you see, the house belonged to somebody else. Somebody else built it. Somebody bought that property. Somebody built it. You came, you smashed the walls down. You made it how you wanted it. Tomorrow somebody else is going to come and smash your walls down. Today you're saying my wife. Tomorrow she's sleeping with somebody else. You gone, she married somebody else. She's somebody else's wife. One day in this Peter Marisburg, Kabristan, I was walking with one uncle there, coming out of the Kabristan, you know, met him, and walking out with him. So he's telling me, he said, Mana, jo, I loko handa jutta. He's pointing at all the covers. Say, all these people liars. Yeah, say, no. Say, Bhaji, they passed away now. Take it easy now. Don't talk bad about the dead. Like, you know, I want to tell him all these things. I'm thinking, you see, anda jutta, all. Then he qualified his statement. He said, everyone was saying my car, my house, my shop, my wife, my children, my bank balance, my this, my that. He said, but nobody took anything and went. Nobody took anything and went. So they were all lying. They said, my property, my this, my that. What they took and went. So it doesn't belong to us. You got to leave it and go. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, he said, who his own wealth is more beloved to him, or the wealth of his heirs is more beloved to him? So obviously your own wealth, this is the only thing that's yours, is what you ate and you digested, what you wore and you wore it out, and what you sent forward. What you spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you sent it forward. Those three things are yours. The rest is not yours. The rest is the wealth of your heirs. It's not your wealth. That's why we can't say what we want must happen with our money. Allah Pak finished say, because it's His. It's not ours. If we go and say that we want this must happen, that must happen, we'll be roasting there in the qabr. If we leave a will, un-Islamic will, and we dictate in that will that this must happen, that must happen, and we think, no, I'm living in South Africa, I can make no South African constitution chalega waha. There's no South African master of the high court and all that. He can take his master high court and go where he is going. Over there is Allah's law. If we left a wrong will, we never want to follow the Shariat whole life. There we'd have to follow it. They will be judged according to that. So the person may have left a wrong will, or he never leave a will, and he goes in the qabr, then he'll be getting azab for 60 years. People will be enjoying his money, what he thought is his money, because he dictated. He wasn't happy with what distribution Allah Pak gave. So he'll be getting azab in the qabr. They'll be enjoying the house and the motor car and the monies and everything. This person is getting azab in the qabr. And boy, don't rely on your children. Today they don't care. I'm telling you, we deal with the cases. You tell them, boy, your father now, maybe he was uneducated. He didn't know. Your mother was uneducated. She never know. They got married that time. They got married community of property and everything. They didn't know all these things. Right? Now you people, the children, do the thing Islamically. That same daughter who was telling you, daddy, daddy and all that, forget about it. She wants her money. She's not worried about daddy that time. You're telling her, Kibachu, your father is going to be suffering in the qabr. Don't care. Don't care. Money is gone, drunk with money. They will fight for what's not theirs. They will lie. So we must secure ourselves, make sure we leave a will. And those people who got lot of wealth, lot of properties, lot of this, you can't just fill one generic will and leave it. You mean leaving headaches for your executives. If you have got lot of properties and everything, and now you got this trust and that trust, and this trust is for convenience, and that trust is to make SARS a Popeye, all this thing is carrying on. Right, it's permissible, you can do it, no problem. But then you must have a proper will, you must get it with your accountant and sort everything out. Make a note of it, that look, this property is on that person's name, because that time I was going through a divorce, I didn't want my wife to take the property away, but the property belongs to me, it don't belong to that friend. This thing here is on the trust, these people are all put as beneficiaries there, but it don't belong to them. It's mine. I just put it there so SARS don't eat me. So the person must have all his... So then his estate is being wound properly. Otherwise, when the person passes away, lot of people you thought were good people become liars. Lot of people you thought were good people become liars at that time. Everybody after that becomes greedy. So you must have everything written down in black and white. Otherwise the same thing you work so hard to acquire, the same thing becomes a wabal for you. Becomes an adab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنِ امْرَأَةٍ تُشَيِّبُنِي قَبْلَ الْمَشِيبِ. I seek refuge in you from a woman who will make me gray before my time. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ وَلَدٍ يَكُونُ عَلَيَّ وَبَالًا. And I seek protection in you from such children who will be a test for me. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ مَالٍ يَكُونُ عَلَيَّ عَذَابًا. And I seek protection in you from such wealth which will be a means of azab for me. Allah Ta'ala give us realization that this worldly life is nothing. We just have to be here. We have to be here, we're going through, we're in a transit lounge. We're going through. Right. Somebody will be in a business class. Somebody will be in a Shosholoza lounge. Somebody is in a Fursan lounge. Everybody is different lounge. And somebody is sitting on a hard plastic chair. And somebody can't find a chair too. But everybody is just going through there. That's all. In the end, all will have to go in the same aeroplane. The qabr. To move to the barzakh. Now what's the situation in the barzakh? That's a different thing. The world can be a deception. The world, our situation can be a deception. The barzakh, that's going to be a reality. One day I was traveling, I'm telling you how the world can be a deception. I was traveling with some people, so they are seasoned travelers now, they must be got all these points and members and whatever. So we are taking one flight, and this person now, he is a frequent traveler, so I think they upgraded him, you know, from a business class, they upgraded him to a first class. So he was traveling himself and his wife, and I was traveling with my family. So he came to me, said, "Ma, where's your boarding pass?" I'm thinking, something happened. Why are they asking for the boarding pass? No, where's your boarding pass? Apa's boarding pass? So I gave him the boarding pass. He gave me other two boarding passes. He's telling me, "You just respond to Mr. and Mrs." He gave his surname. He said, "You'll respond to that from now onwards." So we went away in the first class of the aeroplane. So now where we can afford to sit in the first class? Now people see you in the first class, they think you said something, you're in the first class. It's a deception. They all think that the mota came away here in the first class. There's a deception, isn't it? So the dunya can be a deception. The hakikat would be when we go now, going to our qabr. Now is that qabr is going to be a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannat, or is going to be a pit from the pit fires of Jahannam. The embrace of the qabr, no person is going to escape the embrace of the qabr. But to some people, the embrace of the qabr will be like a mother's embrace. So when you go into the qabr, earth is a makhluk of Allah. This earth is so happy with this person that on my back, I belonged to Allah. And on my back, you used my back for tahajjud. You used my back for tilawat of Quran Sharif. You used my back for zikrullah. You used my back for all good deeds. Now that you have come into me, you see my mehman nawazi now. See how I'm going to treat you. You have come into me now. So the earth will squeeze him, but it will be like a mother's embrace. And that person who is living a sinful life, Allahumma hafizna, Allah Pak protect us. The person who is living a sinful life, when he goes into the qabr, then the qabr will tell him that you committed all this gunas on my back. Now, when we are living and we are committing those gunas, earth can't do anything to us. Somebody is dancing on the back of earth. Somebody is committing zina on the back of earth. Somebody is gambling, whatever person is, whatever gunas of making ghibat, whatever the gunas may be, earth can't do anything, you just have to make bardash. But earth is not happy with all of that. And now when the person goes into the qabr, earth will say, you did all this, now wait. Now I'll show you. And then when the qabr squeezes that person, that squeeze is a squeeze of azab. It's not a squeeze of love. It is mentioned that the person's ribs will interlock. Person's ribs will interlock. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, my Spatiya Sahib, we can't take our finger get jammed in the door. One small finger get jammed in the door, how painful. And here you imagine your whole body getting squeezed. The ribs from one side going away, interlocking with the ribs on the other side. Do we want all of this? So for the short life. And when we're living on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, it doesn't mean your life is going to be boring. It doesn't mean that now you don't have no pleasure at all, no nothing. No, you live a normal, happy life. Normal, good life. You'll still marry. You can have a picnic. You can have some leisure time, some free time. Just don't commit guna. That's all. Just don't commit any sin. Guna mat karo, aram se raho. Eat nicely, dress nicely, stay nicely. Who's stopping you from doing anything like that? Person stays nicely, just don't break Allah Ta'ala's law. Main in cheezon ko qabil-e la'nat samajhta hu, jisse dosto Rab mera naraz ho jata hai. I consider those things to be accursed. The things that make my Allah Ta'ala angry, those things are accursed. Mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thori lazzat hai, magar us palne wala se ye kisi baghawat hai. He says that I accept that in guna there is some enjoyment. But what kind of enjoyment? Mujrimana. Like a criminal type of enjoyment. Mujrimana thori lazzat hai. Magar us palne wala se ye kisi baghawat hai. What rebellion this is to that Rabb who created us, who fed us, who nurtured us, who gave me my ears, my eyes, my heart, my lungs, everything functioning. What rebellion this is against Allah Ta'ala. Zara si der ki lazzat, short while of enjoyment, hamesha ki nadamat. After that, when the person gets caught, when it comes out now on social media, now what embarrassment? Now for life, there is embarrassment after that. Aabru ka dafna karna kaisi himakat hai. To take your own respect and you burying your own respect. You're disgracing yourself. How foolish is this? What stupidity is this? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش وقت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیتے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوہی غفلت میں گواہی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بنائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیتے چلتے پھرتے آت پہرو ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچانے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیتے چلتے پھرتے آت پہرو ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیتے چلتے پھرتے آت پہرو ہو اللہ 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 اپنا مجھے مجذوب بنا لے تیرا ہی سودا ہو میرے سر میں تیری محبت ہو رگوں پہ میں جان میں تن میں دل میں جگر میں شاد رہوں میں رنج و خوشی میں سود و ضیاء میں نفع و ضرر میں فرق نہ دیکھو شاہ و گدا میں در و صدف میں لال و گوہر میں شور میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیتے چلتے پھرتے آت پہرو ہو اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين والله almost beloved Allah kind Allah loving Allah forgiving Allah tolerant Allah caring Allah our Allah who loves to forgive our Allah who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to him for forgiveness our Allah who loves when his bandas turn to him for forgiveness my Allah our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sinners. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that all the children of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam are sinners. But the best from amongst the sinners are those who turn in repentance. Oh Allah, we are your sinful bandas, oh Allah. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age, right up till this very moment we have committed gunas, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we have used your very ni'mats to break your commands, O Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us life, we used the life in your disobedience. You gave us health, we used the health in your disobedience. You gave us wealth, we used the wealth in your disobedience. Ya Allah, you gave us homes, we brought gunas into those homes. You gave us businesses, we brought sins into those businesses.
You gave us nikahs. We brought sun into the nikah, into the vanima. Ya Allah, you gave us masum, masum children. We introduced them to filth. We introduced them to guna. Ya Allah, the eyes you gave us, we used for haram. Ya Allah, had it been another deity, another khuda, Ya Allah, the very moment we committed sin with the eyes, they would have taken our eyes away. The very moment we listened to any haram would have made us deaf. The very moment we spoke anything haram would have made us dumb. The very moment we used our hands or feet towards anything haram would have paralyzed us. Ya Allah, how tolerant you are. How caring you are. You watch us day and night, O Allah. Year in, year out, you are watching us. Breaking your commands. Using the eyes that you gave. The nose, the ears, the mouth, the heart. Everything that you gave. The energy that you gave. Everything we're using to break your commands. The wealth you gave, we used to break your commands. Ya Allah, the family you gave, we used to break your commands. Ya Allah, despite that, O Allah. You are so Rahim, you are so Kareem. Ya Allah, you're still showering us with so many ni'mats, O Allah. Instead of us becoming ashamed, instead of us taking lesson and turning to you, we are becoming more bold in our guna. More bold in our dalalat, O Allah. Ya Allah, we think we have become invincible, O Allah. We think we are untouchable, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are the very people that you mention in the Quran Sharif. That have you become safe, that you think the sky can't fall on you, the earth can't swallow you up, and lightning can't strike you. Ya Allah, we are like that, O Allah. Ya Allah, we're taking your ni'mats for granted, O Allah. We have become negligent and ghafil of your power, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten that we are your slaves, O Allah. We are just your bandas, O Allah. We are one small, tiny creation of yours, O Allah. What jurat we got, O Allah. Foolish guts, more guts than brains we have become, O Allah. Breaking commands in full view of you, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized our foolishness. Ya Allah, you gave us this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. You locked up the shayateen. You have subdued our nafs. You made us listen to your kalam. You made us fast, O Allah. Stand in tarawees, O Allah. You allowed us to sit in your house, raise our hand before you, recite your kalam, put our head down in sajda. Ya Allah, it's like a jannat it has become, O Allah. How beautiful our lives when we are staying away from guna to some extent, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized our foolishness. Ya Allah, we want that taqwa, O Allah. We want that taqwa, O Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us this month, this roza to inculcate taqwa. Ya Allah, bless us with that taqwa, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, far too long we have remained the puppy dogs of nafs and shaitan, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, free us from the shackles of nafs and shaitan. Make us your true bandas, O Allah. Make us your true bandas, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the courage to give up all our sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the courage to give up our laziness, O Allah. Our ghaflat, O Allah. Ya Allah, our life is passing by, Ya Allah. Our life is melting away like a block of ice on a hot day, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeing so many of our friends passing away, our family members passing away. Ya Allah, but we are still not taking heed that our turn is also coming, O Allah. Our turn is coming. Ya Allah, we are begging of you, you forgive us. You forgive us, O Allah. Forgive our major sins, O Allah. Forgive our minor sins, O Allah. Forgive the sins we committed knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally. Forgive the sins we committed in the brightness of day, in the darkness of night, O Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't want to sin alone, O Allah. We invited others also to come and sin with us, O Allah. Instead of inviting people to good, inviting people to you, we invited people to evil, O Allah. We invited people to shaitan, O Allah. Ya Allah, we spoiled women, Muslim women, we spoiled them, we called them to guna, O Allah. Ya Allah, we got no shame in us, O Allah. Ya Allah, but we begging of you, The only thing we can do is present this filthy life of ours, our shortcomings, our weaknesses. And we beg you, Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. You forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse and purify us, O Allah. You change us, O Allah. Ya Allah, you gave some bandas of yours the science of alchemy, O Allah. They take stone, they take dust, make it into gold, O Allah. Ya Allah, what is difficult for you to take these filthy hearts of ours, this filthy spiritual side of ours, and convert it, O Allah. Make it mujalla, musaffa, muzakka, O Allah. Purify it, O Allah. Is nothing difficult for you, O Allah. Ya Allah, so many people in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, drowning in shirk, drowning in kufr, O Allah. Ya Allah, wanting to kill Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what a change you brought in them. You gave them hidayat, O Allah. You took them out of their kufr and shirk, O Allah. Ya Allah, you took them out of their hate, O Allah. You made them lovers, O Allah. You made them lovers of you, lovers of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You made them mujahideen. You made them shuhada. You made them those that gave everything for your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us like that also, O Allah. Take us out of our guna, O Allah. Take us out of our love for the dunya, O Allah. Take us out of our love for nafsani haram pleasures, O Allah. Make us fall in love with you, O Allah. Fall in love with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us use, O Allah, our intelligence, our strength, our wealth, whatever you gave us, O Allah. Let us use it for your deen, O Allah. Let us give everything for your deen, O Allah. Let us pass away like this, O Allah, while we giving for your deen, O Allah, serving your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us hidayat. You put us on sirati mustaqim, O Allah. Ya Allah, even if we want to go to guna in our stupidity, in our foolishness, you take us out from the line of guna. Put us on sirati mustaqim. Create a barrier between us and sins, O Allah. Create a barrier between us and sins, O Allah. Don't let it be possible for us to commit the kabira gunas, O Allah. Ya Allah, you keep us, Ya Allah, on taqwa. Ya Allah, you keep us on sirati mustaqim. Ya Allah, change these hearts of ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, change these hearts of ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give these heart surgeons, O Allah, the intelligence to do heart transplants, O Allah. A person's physical heart is diseased, is not functioning. They do a heart transplant, O Allah. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to do a spiritual heart transplant? These hearts of ours are diseased, O Allah. They are full of pride, O Allah. Full of jealousy, O Allah. Full of hate, O Allah. Full of love for gunas, O Allah. There's so many filthy skeletons in these hearts of ours, O Allah. Change these hearts, O Allah. Give us a heart that is brimming with your love, brimming with your marifat, with your qurb, a heart that will beat with Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Allah, remove from us all the raza'il, O Allah. Bless us with akhlaqi hamida, O Allah. Bless us with akhlaqi hamida, O Allah. Bless us with a fikr for our deen, our iman, fikr for the ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, we seeing what's happening around us, O Allah. The enemies have ganged up, O Allah. Ya Allah, we see the destruction that they are causing, O Allah. They're taking the izzat of our mothers and sisters and daughters, O Allah. Ya Allah, they are imprisoning our men. What they are doing to our men, trampling them, O Allah. Ya Allah, putting dogs onto them, O Allah. Doing haram with them, O Allah. Filth they're doing with them, O Allah. Ya Allah, they are desecrating the Quran Sharif, O Allah. Ya Allah, and we are spineless, O Allah. We got no fikr, O Allah. We got no plan, Ya Allah. We're not even moving in any direction, O Allah. All we do is take a few pocket change of ours and throw it in that direction, O Allah. Ya Allah, we just some discussion, news discussion, and that's where it ends, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us that realization that we have to pick up, O Allah. We have to put our shoulders to the grind, O Allah. Ya Allah, this deen has to become our mission, O Allah. The upliftment of deen, Ya Allah, the respect, the izzat of every ummati must be our shoulders, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring back the spirit of jihad in the ummah, O Allah. Give us that tawfiq that we must want to give everything for your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us such iman, such iman, such yaqeen, such tawakkul, O Allah, such amal, O Allah, that will put Rome in the hearts of the kuffar for the Muslim ummat, O Allah. Ya Allah, unite the Muslim ummat. Ummat ko ek bana de. Ummat ko nek bana de. Ya Allah, these people who are ruling Muslim countries, O Allah, give them hidayat, O Allah. Give them hidayat, O Allah. Give them tawfiq to establish the Shariat, O Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayah is not written for them, and Ya Allah, if they have been bought off by the kuffar, they have become puppets of the West, O Allah. Ya Allah, then you destroy them, topple them, O Allah. Topple them, remove them, Ya Allah, and bring such people in those seats of power, Ya Allah, who will use, Ya Allah, all that you give them for your deen. Ya Allah, they'll use their armies for the defense and propagation of Islam, and the defense and the propagation of your deen, and Ya Allah, in the defense of our Muslim mothers, sisters, daughters. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that we have to establish the Shariat, O Allah. We have to bring the Sunnah into our life, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all, Ya Allah, with Hidayat, and make us a means of Hidayat for the rest of mankind. Ya Allah, let us start in our own lives, in our homes, with our families, in our businesses, O Allah. Let us make everything compliant with the Shariat, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Wahidain, majidain, ki maghfirat farma de mola. Forgive our parents. Give us tawfiq to make the khidmat of our parents. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes. Keep our parents in good health, O Allah. Don't make them muhtaj on anybody, O Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of our parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those of our parents that have passed away, make them maghfirat, O Allah. Ya Allah, fill their kubur with noor, O Allah. Expand their kubur till where their eyes can see. Let them rest in peace till the day of Hashar, O Allah. Make us a means of isali sawab for our parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of our asatizai kiram. From the apa who taught us alif bahatata, till today whoever is teaching us, O Allah, grant them all jazai khair, O Allah. Take them from strength to strength. Fulfill all their nek hajat, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our mashayikh, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep the saya of our mashayikh over us, O Allah. Those that have passed away, make them maghfirat, O Allah. Grant them high, high stages in Jannat al-Firdaus, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maqam al-wasila, maqam al-mahmood, O Allah. Ya Allah, the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala ali majma'in. Ya Allah, especially the household of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mothers of the ummah, the ummahatul mu'mineen, radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna ajma'in. Ya Allah, how much qurbani they had to make. Ya Allah, how much of qurbani they have to make so that this deen can be established, O Allah. Huzur e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak blood had to be shed. In Taif he was stoned, O Allah. Ya Allah, you could have done anything, but you allowed for the blood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to flow. Because it was for the establishment of your deen. Ya Allah, how the malaika must have witnessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that condition. Oh Allah, today we haven't made qadar of that blood. We haven't made qadar of the tears of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have taken the deen like mere rituals, of Allah. We haven't made qadar of all the shuhada amongst the sahaba gave their lives for the establishment of the deen. Ya Allah, what answer will we give to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah if he has to question us? What answer will we give? Ya Allah, give us a conscience, O Allah. Give us a conscience. Give us some shame, O Allah. grant our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Tabi'een, the Tab'u Tabi'een. Ya Allah, all the Mufassireen, the Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha, the Muadwikheen, the Imma'i Fiqh, Ya Allah, the Da'is, the Muballighin, the Mujahideen, the Qurra, Ya Allah, all those who were instrumental in reaching us, all the authors of the Kitabs, all those who were instrumental in deen reaching us, grant them high, high stages in Jannah, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept the jihad of the Mujahideen, O Allah. Ya Allah, there's only one country in the world, Afghanistan, O Allah, where they are establishing some level of Sharia, O Allah. Ya Allah, take them from strength to strength, O Allah. Let them become an example for the other countries to follow, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you grant them jazai khair, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our madaris, O Allah. All our makatib, O Allah. All our darul uloom, O Allah. All our tablighi marakiz, O Allah. All our khankas, O Allah. All the social works that are taking place, O Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is serving your deen, O Allah, within the parameters of Shariat, in a manner that is pleasing to you accept it, you take it from strength to strength, let it be a means of hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, we know we are weak, O Allah, but use us also for the khidmat of your deen till our dying moments, O Allah. Keep us in the khidmat of deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain. Take each and every one of us to Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, come to the aid and the assistance of those in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries, O Allah. Ya Allah, all the conflict that is taking place in the Middle East, in the Gulf, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us see the haq as haq, O Allah. Let us see the batil as batil, O Allah. Protect us from deception, O Allah. Protect us from the deception, the Dajjali deception. Protect us from the deception, the Shi'i deception. Ya Allah, keep us on Sirat-i Mustaqim. Keep us, O Allah, on the way of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in. You protect us, protect our iman, O Allah. Ya Allah, assist and help all those that are suffering, O Allah. You come to the aid and assistance, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, give it back into the hands of the Muslim Ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, ease the plight of the Muslims in Gaza, in Sudan, in Somalia, in Kashmir. Wherever the Muslims are suffering, ease their plight and give us the realization that our only success is when we're going to hold on to your hope, O Allah. Hold on to your hope, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq that we strive to establish your deen, your sharia, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamila. Ajira mustamira daima. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from their financial problems. Those that have got qaraz on their head, Ya Allah, make it easy for them to pay off all their qaraz. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to bring simplicity into our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rizq. Don't make us muhtaj on anybody. Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them pious, compatible marriage partners, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that don't have children, grant them pious children, O Allah, with afiyat, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of us that have children, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to bring them up correctly on deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of our children that are gone astray, Ya Allah, give them hidayat, bring them back onto Sirat-i Mustaqim. The children of the Ummah, bring them back onto Sirat-i Mustaqim. Ya Allah, it is so sad to see the children of the Ummah, even the adults of the Ummah, hairstyles like the kuffar, shaving their beards, vaping, smoking, drugging, drinking, dancing. Haram. Allah, 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 Allah. Fitnas lashing at us from all sides, O Allah. Ya Allah, you come to our assistance. You come to our assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jaiz hajat within the hearts of each and every one. Fulfill each and every one's jaiz hajat. You know the problems and difficulties each one may be facing. You assist and help each one in the problems and difficulties, O Allah. Ya Allah. except our rosas, except our tilawat, except our azkar. Whatever broken efforts we are making, Ya Allah, we know it is not even worthy of presentation, but you accept it, O Allah. You accept it according to your shan, O Allah. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai Mola. Akhir maut hai Mola. Ya Allah, one day we have to pass away. One day we have to, Ya Allah, we are going to have to face you, O Allah. We have to stand in front of you. We would be judged, O Allah. Hey Khuda, bless us with your khawf, O Allah. Bless us with khawf of the Akhirat, the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. Give us realization that Jahannam is haq, Adab in the Qabr is haq. Ya Allah, when the time of our mouth comes, let not the angel of death find us in any guna, O Allah. Let not the angel of death find us listening to music or on some pornographic site, or popping some drug into the mouth, or with some illicit beloved, or in some haram place, O Allah. Ya Allah, how embarrassing that would be. How detrimental it will be to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our mouth comes, Ya Allah, let it be on the battlefield, O Allah. Giving our life for your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, let it be in Medina Munawara. Let it be at the Rosa Aqdas of our beloved Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As salatu was salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As salatu was salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah on our lips, O Allah. Let it be while making tawaf of the Baytullah. Let it be while making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Or let it be while we are saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, at the time of our mouth, show us some tajalli of yours. Let our ruh come yukti yukti towards you, O Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard us from any type of azab in the qabr. Ya Allah, when we are lowered into the qabr, let the qabr embrace us like a mother's embrace. Ya Allah, when the malaika come to question us, you inspire us to give the right answers, O Allah. Let our kubur be gardens from amongst the gardens of Jannat, O Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Hashr, when we are resurrected, resurrect us with our iman intact, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us a drink from Hawd al-Kawthar. Ya Allah, let us be seated in the shade of your arsh. Ya Allah, you judge us with mercy. Allahumma hasibna hisabhi yaseera. Ya Allah, give us our nama'i amal in our right hand. Ya Allah, don't scrutinize our nama'i amal. Ya Allah, without any reckoning, allow us to cross the sirat with the speed of lightning, O Allah, and grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus. Without any reckoning, O Allah, bless us with your Raza Mandi, bless us with Jannat al-Firdaus, protect us from your anger, protect us from the fires of Jahannam, O Allah, protect us from the fires of Jahannam, O Allah. Ya Allah, put us into Jannat direct, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't put us into Jahannam to pay for our sins. You forgive us and put us into Jannat directly, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, above all, in Jannat grant us your ru'yat, O Allah. We will be able to see you, O Allah. With our own eyes, we will be able to see you, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept the itikaf of the mutakifin. Ya Allah, accept the qurbani of all these brothers that have come, O Allah. They have come from way and way to this little farm. Ya Allah, they traveled and came. Whatever expense, Ya Allah, you give them much more in return. But O Allah, we got nothing smart over here, O Allah. Ya Allah, the only thing they came here, they are looking for you. We are looking for you. They are looking for you. We want maghfirat. We want your love. Ya Allah. That's the only reason. So many people got their hands raised before you. Through their barakat, Ya Allah. Make our maghfirat. Make their maghfirat. Bless us all with you, O Allah. Bless us with your love. Make us from amongst the Huliyai Siddiqeen. Bless us with the Taj of Wilayat, O Allah. Bless us with the Taj of Wilayat, O Allah. Hawa o hirsa wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein doba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے یا اللہ یو ایکسپٹ اور ہمبل لٹل دعا Whatever we have asked for, grant it to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, grant it to us. Whatever is best for us, O Allah, you grant it to us. Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made so much of du'as for the ummah. All the du'as of khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, let it be on our behalf, behalf of the entire ummah. Whatever Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was refuge from, O Allah. Grant each and every one of us refuge from it, O Allah. Ya Allah, so many khufaz have completed their khatam today around the world, in our country, in our town also. Ya Allah, accept all the khatams, O Allah. Those that are still making, still continuing, make it easy for them. Accept their khatams, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with Laylatul Qadr. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul af, fa'afu anna. Allahumma tahir qulubana minan nifaq, wa amalana minan riya, wa ansinatana minan kadib, wa ayunana minan khiyana. فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم إنا نسألك إخبات المخبتين وإخلاص الموقنين ومرافقة الأبرار واستحقاق حقائق الإيمان والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصيبات ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وآتنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت فلك الحمد على ما قضيت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وشتت شملهم ومزق جمعهم ودمر ديارهم وفرق بينهم وقطع دابرهم اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه كل خير اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana. Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah. Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله
Allah Ta'ala accept all your Qurbani, you're taking all the time. Some of you work the whole day also. Tomorrow too is a working day. Allah Ta'ala give you jazai khair. Try to read at least 2 rakats namaz. When you go home also, those that are going home, make some infiradi dua also. If you are tired, rest. Try to wake up a little bit early in the morning. Make some dua to Allah Ta'ala. Couple days left now. Then this month also will be gone. Try to make the best of whatever little time we have left. Allah Ta'ala accept. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته